Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, we're back at it here on 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty and Mac with you. Dusty is off today. He is on what we call the links, the golf course out there today. He's playing St. Andrews over in Europe today. So congratulations to him. He took the Learjet over there and is playing St. Andrews this morning, and we'll fly back after the round, and he will be back tomorrow. That's a big tease, right? You take a Thursday off, and then you got to come back for a Friday, right?
I know. That stinks.
Take Friday, Dusty. There's no reason to come back.
No.
It's Friday.
Four-day weekend.
I mean, it's Friday. It's like chicken, right? Who doesn't like Friday? Like that is one of the, that's like going to the strip club, right? Like, oh man, I leave at the end of the night. I was teased the whole night. I took Thursday off. I got to go back on Friday.
Dang,
man.
It.
Oh, I should have taken the weekend off. But so Dusty is out today and will be back tomorrow. So yesterday, we find out from Andy Reid and company that this team is going to Seattle for a 9 o'clock Friday night game. And Andy Reid basically told all of us as Chiefs fans yesterday, there's no reason to watch this game. And the starters are not going to be playing in this football game for the most part. You know, I mean, you have to play some starters, obviously, to fill out a roster for a game like this. But if you're thinking about staying up on Friday night to see Patrick Mahomes, you don't have to worry about doing that. And so I was talking to some people yesterday about, you know, why? Because in the era that we're in right now, the second preseason game has become basically the third preseason game of the old era. When are we going to stop talking about the old era of the four preseason games and the third preseason? Like, this has got to be like year five now that we're on this, right?
Exactly.
I feel like it, or maybe it's year I don't know what it is, but it feels like it's been a while now. But we always do that. We revert back to everything. And so the second preseason game and a four-game preseason schedule wasn't that big a deal. But in the three-game preseason schedule, game two has kind of been the one, you know, where you play all your starters. It's also the second game in a row that the Chiefs are on the road for preseason, which means they only have one home preseason game. We'll get to that in just 1 second. And so I was talking to some people yesterday about kind of the philosophy around the league about Andy not playing guys, you know, in this second preseason game. And I'm thinking to myself, God, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. And so that means they probably won't play them in that third preseason game. And they said, no, that's not the case. They will play in that third preseason game. The reason they're not playing in Seattle is pretty simple. This is their second West Coast preseason game this week, right?
Yeah.
This week. They flew last week to Arizona for a preseason game, West Coast time zone. Flew back. When did they play? Saturday night. You know what time they got back on Sunday? About 3 a.m. the plane landed, right? Plane landed at 3 a.m., took the day off, then drive back up to St. Joe, bust your ass in St. Joe for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Back on a flight yesterday, or today, right? Today's Thursday, but they play tomorrow. Back on a flight today, and now you're not just flying to Denver. You're flying to Seattle. That's a 3.5-hour, again, again, West Coast flight, so you got to take that flight. So two West Coast preseason trips in less than a week, and then three practices in St. Joe, it has the Chiefs going, we ain't doing this.
No.
We're not playing our starters
this.
We're giving them an opportunity to take this time off because it's been a lot already in this preseason. In turn, that means they're going to play in that third preseason game, and I think that's great for Kansas City because
at home,
you now have an opportunity to see these guys in a preseason game. And why that's important, because for me, my first NFL game as a kid, my first couple NFL games as a kid were always preseason games. Could never get a regular season ticket. Sold out, hard ticket to get, can't get into the game, right? That type of stuff. But preseason, you could always find a ticket, and it was always cool to go as a kid. You're a kid that has an opportunity to go to a preseason game, and no offense, Gardner Minshew is starting at quarterback, and it's the only preseason game at Arrowhead. You want those kids to be experienced Chiefs fans. You want them to have the experience of seeing their guys. And I love that the fact that the Chiefs are doing this, and they're doing it, number one, because the travel has been a lot already this season. And they, by the way, two West Coast preseason games, and then open the season in Brazil.
That's exactly. That's what I was waiting on. Yep. Not to mention the second West Coast game starts at 9.
9 o'clock our time.
Yes.
Right. So 9 o'clock our time gets over at midnight.
Yeah.
They will be landing on Saturday morning when I'm getting up and fixing my first cup of coffee. Yeah.
Jeez,
yeah.
Dude.
They will be landing at that time on Saturday morning. And then you got 4 days to get ready for that final preseason game. And then it's on to Brazil.
Then
it's the season, and then you're on to Brazil. And so I was joking with somebody yesterday. I go, again, the NFL trying to use the Chiefs to get people to watch a preseason game, and it was met with laughter and like that kind of stuff. But then it was like, you may be right about that. you know, like the NFL is doing anything they can to get this Chiefs team on TV, even if it is in the preseason. And I think the Chiefs are kind of at their breaking point with that. It's like, we just need a break every once in a while. We don't need West Coast games. And I think, in my opinion, when we're talking about preseason football, we need to change the way that we do preseason football. The Chiefs need to have three preseason games like everybody else, but it needs to be Minnesota, Green Bay, and Chicago. That needs to be your rotation. Short travel, same time zone. You're not asking people to do too much. If you want to throw Indianapolis in there or Nashville or, you know, that, or even Dallas at this point in time, just to give you a break to create scheduling. But that's the way preseason needs to be. The Chiefs making two West Coast trips for meaningless, stupid, useless football games is absolutely BS, especially when they're your premier franchise, right? Like, you got to start catering to the Chiefs. They have been your damn guinea pig forever and a day. Fine. Christmas Day, Brazil, Peacock, Netflix, Amazon, whatever else you want us to be the guinea pig of, and now you give us two West Coast preseason games to start the season, sandwiched between one home game and then a trip to Brazil? Like, so I feel like this was the breaking point for the Chiefs and Andy Reid, and they're just like, we're done.
Yeah.
We're not playing our starters in this game. We'll see you at Arrowhead, and we'll play our starters for a series or two in front of our home fans and give some folks the opportunity who may not be able to get to a regular season game, or it's little kids and you don't want to take them to a regular season game.
Which makes sense.
The opportunity to see Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce in a preseason game at home. I love that.
I think it's great. I think it's fantastic. I would ask these schedule makers who are sending the Chiefs and trying to get more eyeballs on a preseason game at 9 o'clock on a Friday night, I'm so sure.
Yeah.
What is the point of preseason anymore, Bob? What are we doing? I don't know what I'm watching anymore because it's not for the football fan. It's
right.
Not interesting. It's not to make money, I don't think.
Well, you have to buy the ticket if you're a season ticket holder.
Okay.
So you have to buy the preseason game. So it's a money grab.
So it's a money grab. Okay, great. So I found one answer. And it's a little bit for the football teams, but not as much as it used to be, even for the football teams and the football coaches and the guys making the roster. It's not even as much for them anymore because you only get three games. It's extremely antiquated. It's second strings versus second strings. You don't know really how to judge it. I'm sure the coaches struggle with that as well. We're talking about 10 guys on most teams, whether they're going to make the roster or not, and that's what we're deciding in three games, and that's probably decided by after this weekend.
Yeah.
Honestly.
It is, yeah. It absolutely is. And most of these guys will be back to being, you know, a bouncer at the Dew Drop Inn and Lee Summit.
Yeah,
you know, like that's ultimately what it's going to be. I don't care about those players. And honestly, if you're looking at the bottom of the roster like that and evaluating those players and they have to play, we're in trouble anyway.
You know? Yeah, exactly. if you're sitting here really, really worried about whatever the fifth string DN is going to do for your team, like you're already screwed.
Yeah.
The season's over.
And I'm
right?
talking coaches too. I'm not just talking fans. Yeah. Like if you're watching about the fifth defensive end on the team, then yeah, if that guy has to play, we've got some serious explaining to do as to why we're 6-11 or whatever the case may be. So I'm kind of with you. I think preseason for a while has become antiquated, and now teams are now taking their ball and going home essentially because they don't want to play their guys. Like Aaron Rodgers isn't playing in the preseason. Nope. It's become a kind of a cacophony of sound, right? It's just a lot of noise going on, and they televise it and they charge you admission. I think instead of preseason football games, they ought to do more joint practices. I was looking at
the Jets
and Giants are doing. The Chiefs will never do it under Andy Reid. For whatever reason, he's not a fan of doing the joint practices, yep. and they always end in a fight. You know, we saw fights yesterday and whatnot in practice, and people beating each
Michael
other up.
Michael Penix getting involved.
Penix was involved in a fight yesterday.
Let's go, Penix.
Yeah, I mean, we saw the bloody face of Vrabel the other day and whatnot,
classic.
And then Mike McDaniel tries to get in the middle of a pile. Nobody's buying
not
that.
Cool.
That guy's on the hottest seat in the NFL. By the way, we can get to him in a second. But you just do a joint practice. And I think it was one of the Jet players yesterday said, we're getting so much out of these joint practices with the Giants. It's been great. And so if you can do those type of joint practices and utilize those. But again, those don't make money like a preseason game does where you can sell 75,000 tickets to people. And if they show up, they don't. You're still getting their money, you know.
But no, I know that. And that is, and that's, you know, as you've taught me over the last year, it is a business. But also...
Yep.
The business depends on the product and the quality of the product. And for the last however many years, let's say 5, we have all complained for the first month of the season how the product kind of sucks at the beginning.
Right.
How they're not ready. They're not warm. They're not on the same page. The chemistry isn't there. The points are low, right? Mm-hmm. All of those things we talked about. That didn't used to be that way. I just wish we could get a little bit more out of the preseason. Like, some guys should be playing. I love that Andy Reid plays his guys. I think it's a very controversial take from me. I think a lot of people are like, what? Why would you play your starters? They're going to get hurt. I think there's a lot that comes from it. I'm just tired of, like, preseason week one was great. We were excited. We talked about it. We got, football's back. And then we come back, and it's kind of just like, two more weeks of this, man?
Yeah.
What am I even watching? Shedeur Sanders and second strings on the Browns versus Panthers second string defenders?
Right.
And we're getting excited.
That's right. And we did.
And we got it.
And we did.
And we did.
And it was a lot of fun. And now Shedeur Sanders is hurt and he's got an oblique injury and he's fourth on the depth chart again.
And he's back to being fourth. So it doesn't matter.
It really doesn't. But, what we can take away from the preseason, though, I think is a lot more from practice and a lot more from the off the field conversation.
Yep.
And
yep.
Obviously, Travis Kelce is the biggest topic of conversation, I think, right now in the United States. Him and Taylor Swift with the podcast from last night. If you haven't had an opportunity to watch it, we talked about it in the first segment. Grab the podcast there. Make sure you watch it. And really, really, really enjoy it because I thought it was great. It was very eye-opening. But what's even more eye-opening is a comment that Donna Kelce made to People Magazine about Travis Kelce. And by the way, I talked with Spectre yesterday about reenacting the Travis Kelce photos. He goes, do you know anybody with a snake? And I said, well, I don't think that I do, but I'm sure there's somebody at the zoo that can bring us a snake, right? Like there's somebody out there that has a snake like that we can get, right?
For sure.
Because I've already got the fur outfit. I've got the construction man's vest. The only thing I'm looking for is a snake. And if anybody has a big boa constrictor and a snake and wants to let me have it around my neck and take a picture Travis Kelce style, will be interesting.
Let
you call Spectre and he'll take care of that for you. But this comment by Donna Kelce, I think, is kind of the cherry on top of what I've been telling you guys all off season. Travis Kelce is going to have a year that will be unforgettable. He is going to dominate this year. And we took a little bit away from that when we heard about the Miami workouts and he's focused again and doing stuff that he hadn't done. And the GQ magazine came out. He goes, the last couple of years, I've been kind of focused more on my career after football instead of the career that I'm currently in. And so I got back to focusing on football. He talked about it last night in the podcast with Taylor Swift. And then Donna Kelce had this comment, which was in People magazine, the same magazine that wrote about us last week, right? And she said, quote, this is going to be, I think, a different year for him. He's really hunkered down. And it did a lot of training in the offseason. He's faster now than he's been the last 4 years.
It's huge. That's
true. Do I need that? This is mom saying this, right? He's faster now than he's been in the last 4 years. He really slimmed down a little bit and just makes it easier than carrying all that load, like running and stuff like that. That's Donna Kelce's comment about Travis Kelce. We talked about numbers for Travis Kelce. The over-under you said yesterday is what, 495 yards?
It was 675.5.
675.5.
Yeah.
That is a guaranteed over.
Yeah, you should.
That is a guaranteed over for Travis Kelce. And I can see by the look in your eye right now as you gaze into mine, you're in.
I'm starting to get in. I've tried to stay off this whole offseason.
I've been telling you all offseason it's going to be awesome, and now here we are on the cusp of the year. Right, we're on the edge of the year beginning, and you're like, "Damn, he's been right all along."
Yep.
Travis is dominating this year.
He's going to be really good this year. He's going to be back. He's going to be incredible.
Oh,
he's going to look.
Special.
He's going to look amazing. And I don't know why, but it took his mom saying something, and I was like, "All right, Donna said it. It's happening."
Yeah.
If what she said is even 80% true that he's faster than the last 4 years, not 2 years, because we've known the last year or two has been a little bit different,
right.
But 2022, 1,300 yards and 12 touchdowns. If he's faster than he was in that season, which he was incredible that year, and the year before that, he was 1,200 yards and 8 touchdowns or something like that. So
yeah,
if he's like that, man, I mean, and that's the thing with the standard with Kelce is so high, rightfully so. He's, mm-hmm. he's the greatest of all time.
He's created his own standard.
He has.
Yeah.
He has. It's much like Taylor Swift, right?
Yep.
If this album is even, you know, a B+, people are like, "Oh, Taylor Swift." It's like, yeah, most people would kill for a B+ album as their 8th album or whatever it is for Taylor Swift, right? But that's just the standard that they've set. They are the goats of their craft. For Travis, the standard is so high, and that has now kind of shifted our perception of him. We're like, oh, 890 yards? Really, mm-hmm. Travis? Really? Only top 10 in receptions and top 5 in targets in the league? Really? At 35 years old at a tight end? Really? With the two number one options being hurt and the number one running back being hurt and you having to take all that load out of nowhere at 35? Really? Only 890 yards, Travis? It's like, yeah, that's what he was able to do with all of that around him. If you add Rashee Rice, if you add in a Jaylen Royals, now Hollywood Brown's taking some attention away. By the way, Pacheco, we'll talk about him tomorrow. There's some stuff that I want to talk about with him. He's got his burst back. Kelce may just be wide open, just running for yards after the catch, running over people, getting touchdowns, and doing that dance, baby.
Yeah, yeah, doing that little shimmy in the end zone his thing and his first down celebration. Like, I swear to God, it's going to be a big year for Travis Kelce. And this is not hindsight. This is not. I've been telling you this since the end of the season last year.
Yeah.
When they walked off that feeling, okay, it's American Pie. It is senior year of high school. They're going out with a bang. They are going out with a bang this year, and you're going to want to be there, and you're going to want to witness all of this in person or on TV, but you're going to want to watch all of this, right? You're going to want to see what these guys are doing this year, because I do think it is going to be your senior pranks, you know,
yes.
Cut day, all that kind of stuff that everybody did in high school, you know, it's going to be on display, and they're going to go out with a blaze, and it's going to be O'Doyle rules at the end of the season when they're walking off the field on Christmas night.
There's that saying of like, you wish you knew it was the good old days when it was the, you know what,
yeah,
you don't
right,
know it's
yeah.
the good old days till it's over or
right.
whatever, right? Like,
right. These are the good old days.
This is a rare time where we know these are the good old days and we know that they are dwindling and we know this is our time. Take advantage of this. Like, if you're Spectre and you haven't been to a freaking game since you've lived here, this is the year to go to a game.
Yeah,
this is the year to go. Like,
right.
you need to watch. If you know, you've been in and out of the Chiefs this last couple years, which you're missing out. This is a year to watch every single snap of the Kansas City Chiefs, because the best connection we may have ever seen in the history of the NFL, and that's not hyperbolic, it's the last season you're going to see, and I think they're going to be on their A game.
Right, and I don't know if I'm more excited to watch the team as a whole or to watch Travis and Patrick.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and really Travis in particular, right? I don't know what I'm more excited about, 17-0, or 1,500 yards and 10 touchdowns from Travis Kelce. Because I'm not putting limits on Travis this year. I'm just not going to do that. Because once you put limits on somebody, then you're limiting what they can do. I just want to see them go out there and play and have fun, win football games, and get back to the Super Bowl. Because they definitely have the ability to do that. And you know, I was talking with Ben Maller before the show, and you'll hear it in the interview coming up at about 7:15. He's like, they weren't really good on offense last year and they still made the Super Bowl. And now they're better on offense. Like, look out.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
like all these people out there that don't seem to realize what's been going on here in Kansas City are going to be in for a rude awakening when they wake up and they realize, oh my God, they've got a healthy offense and an offensive line.
And protection.
You know, all this stuff that they haven't had over the last couple of years, they now have. So it's going to be a lot of fun to watch this team.
And still the best coaching staff and still the best quarterback to go along with it. And you say, you know, you're not wrong, the offense wasn't great. That's That's them not being great, boring, all those things, not scoring points. They were top 10 in almost every metric.
I know.
They were top 10 in almost every metric.
So what are we complaining about from last year?
Again,
then, you know?
It goes back. The standard has been set so high. If they're eighth or ninth, wow, they suck. Really? They're not first in every category? That's what we expect of the Chiefs. I think you're going to see some of that this season. At least top five, top three, and a lot of things on offense, man, including points.
Yeah, including points. Like, because they wanted to do that last year. And they were going to. And then Hollywood Brown, Rashi Rice, and here we sit,
Pacheco,
and
no left tackle,
the whole nine yards. And, you know, we sit there and go, okay, so you wanted to do this kind of stuff, but circumstances aren't allowing you to do that kind of stuff. And I think a lot of times people who watch sports sometimes have a tough understanding of how it actually works out there, right?
Yeah.
And when you go out there and your best laid plan, you know, that goes into the waste paper basket usually by the 14:57 mark of the first quarter, right? You throw that out the window and you're going, okay, we've got to adjust. We've got to change. We've got to make these adjustments on the fly. Things aren't what we thought they were going to be. And the Chiefs changed constantly throughout the year and dealt with this injury and dealt with that injury and dealt with this and dealt with that and dealt with this. And they still ended up in the Super Bowl. And
exactly.
So that's why I look at this. We're going into the season. There's no distractions. Everybody's healthy. We're not really worried. Are you worried about any position on this field right now other than punter? Like, I don't think anybody's, quote, worried about any spot on this team right now. It is a well-oiled machine that is only going to be better because Travis Kelce now is in the shape where he was, according to his mother, 4 years ago. And 4 years ago, he dominated the NFL. And if you're not fist pumping right now, going, yeah, baby, let's go. I don't know what's gotten into you because it's going to be a wild scene at Arrowhead Stadium this year.
It's going to be amazing. And you mentioned, you know, the injuries from last season and them having to flip on a dime and Andy Reid dusting off the old Alex Smith playbook. Hollywood Brown, we already
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No, they're already able to plan if they're not going to have him for the first couple weeks. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. They're already able to plan for that right now.
Right.
Rashi Rice, that suspension's going to come here in the next week or so.
We would think
it'd be today or last week, but here we are. It's going to come soon, you'd think. They'll be able to prepare for that. So even just having that ability to prepare for the guys being gone for a little bit and then having them come back at a known time, oh, dude, get ready.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Gonna be amazing.
It is. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.